Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my beautiful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi. Good evening, everybody. How are you doing, Jackie? Outside of the fact that your brain is evolving rapidly.
Oh, my Lord. Tap dancing on my head. They're tap dancing on my head.
Stretch marks all over your head.
And I want you to know, everyone, once again, I can't spell when I do these announcements. It's just hysterical. transition energies and how to navigate them. And anyway, the symptoms are all over the map that people are experiencing button pushing as well. Boundaries are being mowed down and we're being tweaked until we finally see where we've held and allowed these old energies to manifest in our physical bodies. The team's going to share their insights tonight and offer some assistance to understand and navigate through these very intense and incredibly strange times.
I just had a call from somebody who said, well, I'm not really mad at all. I really used to have nothing to be mad about, and I'm just not even upset or anything.
Right.
I held the phone aside a little bit so the flames didn't burn my hair.
I also talked to somebody who said that they weren't upset either, but they were high. So I'm just like, maybe that's the solution, you know. Anyway, show dedication tonight is to continued support to all of our world leaders during this extraordinary time of transition, both economically and the ease of wisdom to lead all countries into peace. I know everybody is holding that for our planet, I hope. So just a reminder that that's, you know, where we want to really hold the energies tonight. Let's talk about symptoms, shall we? Oh, lordy, 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 what a week this has been for energies. I think if anybody's out there listening tonight, God bless you. That's all I can say.
you mean they're not on the floor crawling around?
Oh, absolutely. Or, you know, physical symptoms that I've been seeing anyway, a ton of these, and also experiencing headaches, lots of headaches. Lots of headaches, feeling spacey, otherworldly, disjointed, angry, triggered, lost, wondering if any of this is real. Are we really growing? Is there really ascension? You know, are there really ETs?
Maybe I'm just a hypochondriac.
Really, aches and pains everywhere, heart palpitations, kidney pain, intestinal distress, gas, feeling alone, feeling abandoned. I don't know. Do you have anything that you wanted to add to the pile here, Veronica?
Well, periodic constipation.
Yeah, I don't know how you got that one.
Well, I think what's really funny about that, if you really take that from, you know, like it's the whole metaphor, the whole relationship to how we're moving through changes, it's kind of a frustrating one, isn't it?
Like I said, I would, you know, if you could send me some blood, I would be... Because my system is so speeded up, I'm just the opposite. I mean, I'm just, you know, but...
Maybe it's about resistance, isn't it?
Possibly. Well, I think a lot of, if this doesn't tweak you right now, nothing, I mean, you're immovable, and I'm, listen, I idolize you. Whoever you are, send me an email. Getting to know you, really. I would be thrilled. It's been an extraordinary week for also identifying, in this lifetime. And I mean, I've never been more certain ever that we are working on all lifetimes right now, everywhere, every when. It's not just this one, although things are certainly being triggered that, you know, take us right back again to mom and dad and, to the bigger issues, you know, which are the separation between masculine and feminine, the separation within ourselves between masculine and feminine, you know, where we are at war internally as well as externally because everything's a reflection. I had someone ask me, this was so damn funny, this is a very well-known healer, Veronica, you know him,
mm-hmm.
and he said, so, you know, tell me about this feminine rage. I said, are you kidding me? Where do
Let
you want me to
tell
start?
You.
Sorry?
Let me tell you.
Oh, my word. Feminine rage. Oh, happily. And then someone else said to me, well, what about masculine rage? And I'm like, well, yeah. I think my answer to that really is that what's going on, the way I perceive it anyway, is that men have not been able to embrace the feminine. They get separated out of the feminine very young, usually around 3. And women, historically, not, you know, the young ones coming up today, but historically, we weren't really able to embrace our masculine. So this whole separation thing has been creating for men rage as well, not being able to embrace their feminine and being, you know, separated from it really for thousands of years, and women having felt that they were dominated, and this is a two-way street, by the way, having felt dominated by the masculine, I just made up another new word, but also men feeling dominated by the feminine, because we get into this real basic primal thing, which is that men, you know, we'll go back to art, you know, the domination of the vagina, you know, that men are always seeking after that. And so in a very subtle way, men believe that women actually control the world, which is what creates all of this resentment back and forth. It's, as I look at the bigger picture of this, it just gets so fascinating to me. It's just basically duality. But the complexity of it, you know, the way we've done on this planet is so interesting to me. Very interesting. Back to the symptoms. I had one person, you know, who was like, I don't believe any channeling anymore. I don't believe anything anymore. I feel lost and abandoned. You know, I feel worse than I ever have. And those kinds of feelings have been very real for a lot of people, especially this last week. So, you know, feeling really and times disconnected and really strange. I mean, I don't know if you've been having these feelings, Veronica, but wow. Yesterday especially was intense.
I found yesterday I was very angry.
Oh, the energies were just off the map yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept thinking, get me through the day, please. Just get me through the day. And the headaches, and, you know, I mean, they've been tap dancing on my brain. it's just been hysterical. My right occipital lobe, and feeling like, you know, I've got this big bolt going down through the, you know, top of my head, and, you know, I'm just like, all right, you guys, you know, I'm pretty cool about all this, but ow!
It looks really funny too, Jackie.
Thank you. I figured. Right. There was a book years ago called You're Becoming a Galactic Human.
Right.
I really am. There's no question. The only thing is I'm a funny-looking galactic human. It's the add-ons that really kind of add some color to it. How have you been feeling this week besides angry, honey?
Well, it's funny because I am very volatile and very expressive and feeling... Sort of, I don't know, I haven't been really just sad, I've just been very volatile. I'm furious, I'm just furious that I'm taking things a little too seriously, and I'm storming around a lot, and I think I'm making, Bob's lying under the couch, what does that tell me? He hasn't started sucking his thumb yet, but you know. No, he's very patient about it, but it's really unusual for me to be quite that volatile.
Oh, yeah. It is.
And I'm like, I think it's probably very good, but it's, you know what I find, Jackie, is it's really hard to be conscious in the moment about what's trying to come up. I'd like it better if I could be sure about what's coming up.
I will say this. This is not really a time when you can monitor. You know, in the past, we've been able to kind of monitor how we allow things to come up and, you know, and filter it. I have to say that this is, with the way the energies are running right now, that's tough to do.
So when you say this is feminine rage, I'm going, yeah, right, I don't know. It's like,
well,
is that what it is or not?
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of things right now. And I'm just going to read a little. I sent these channelings out. I thought they were brilliant. That was, hence the name of tonight's show, The Transition Energies. And that came from Sarah Bierman. And it was one of the channels I sent out with the announcement. And I just loved it. And she says, there have been big bursts of energy arriving on the planet. These can feel pretty intense, bringing up anxiety, worry, fear. You might be experiencing tightness in your solar plexus, making it hard to take a deep breath, digestive disturbances, or feeling weak, exhausted, or shaky. Another possibility, heart palpitations, itchiness, sinuses,
low blood sugar. My blood sugar has been wacky.
Oh, I have eaten stupid things like I can't even believe lately. Let's see. Your mind will try to attach a meaning to these experiences that you're sick, developing allergies, low blood sugar. When the energies move through, triggering fear, your mind will attach it to whatever you've had fear about before, whether it's money, health, or relationships. But that's not what it's about. Is it possible that these symptoms, feelings are just my body perceiving the energy burst? I say, yes.
And the energy bursts are flinging us around in a sense.
Oh, Lord, are they ever. She goes on to say, the only thing you do is feel it. And to remember, it's only going through, it isn't you.
Channeling never looks so good.
Yeah, really. Now, this piece, though, I like. The old energy that you're clearing now isn't just from your childhood or your past lives. This deep and dark energy, and this is what really triggered tonight's show, is from long before your times on Earth. This is the residual energy of what happened that made you decide to have the Earth experience in the first place. You wanted to slow things down to limit the speed at which your thoughts became reality so that you could think again and change your minds. Your earlier creations were bigger, faster, and more dramatic than you can imagine. And some of what happened was devastating. It was safer to accept the limitations of the third dimension to try to get control over things again. Isn't that fast? I just love that.
Yeah, that's amazing, actually.
I thought this was this one, I just read it and went, whoa. And this is one of the reasons I really wanted the team to comment on some of this stuff. Time has come, you're ready to regain your powers. Before you will allow that to happen, you must address the old energies. You will not allow yourself to have this power again until you know that it will be safe. Now, isn't that an interesting take? I thought it was fascinating.
Well, the thing I'm thinking is that last week we were reading some stuff and it said, all of a sudden it will all flow through you and the power will flow through you. But this seems to say that the flowing through is going to be a little bit more challenging.
Well, what they're really saying is that you're the one that's doing the monitoring or, you know, putting the monitor on that says, I'm not sure I'm ready. At a higher level, you know, we're actually kind of monitoring ourselves saying, am I in enough integrity to be able to fully embody all this power and not misuse it?
Right.
Now, that I thought was fascinating. A lot of this, you know, again, Atlantis as well as, you know, out in the cosmos, people. There's no question in my mind about that because we screwed up some stuff pretty big in Atlantis as well. Do not resist the shadow energies that are coming up now. When you feel afraid, ashamed, angry, etc., go into the feeling, amp it up. Let it flow through you, scream into a pillow, pound the pillow, let yourself cry, and breathe. Remember, if you resist the experience, it will manifest in the outside world.
Oh, great.
Okay, and generally will come at you. I know this one. It cannot be avoided, but it will not last forever.
Promises.
Oh, God.
Are you yelling and screaming?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Me? No. No, there was a mistake in my bank account. There was just, an odd entry on my bank account today. I went online, and it said something about, it was almost like random debit or credit, whatever it was. It just took money out of my account with no explanation. And I was like, oh, no, you didn't.
Was that Mars in Aries or Venus in Aries?
I don't know what it is. Okay, it's a banker to the moon if they can figure it out. And I had the bank on one phone. I had two phones in front of me, myself and my regular phone. I got PayPal on one phone. I got the bank on the other, and I'm... I got it squared away, but... It was very, you know, and as they're telling me, well, we just don't know. Oh, yes, you do know. Put somebody on that does know. Oh, God, it was funny. I haven't responded that way in so long, as it's really not in business I used to, but today it was just like, I don't have time for this today. You guys figured this out immediately. That was, you know, it was a good sum of money. It wasn't, you know, some little... it was like $541. You just don't, you know, tweak that out of somebody's account for no, with just a random entry. You know?
Did you figure it out? Did they figure it out?
Oh yeah, at first. Oh, it was just ridiculous. I mean, it was actually funny. I had to go to the top of the supervisors and stuff before anybody could seem to get it all straight. And but it was very interesting, and it was just fascinating. But you know, I mean, that's the only time my daughter, and my daughter did tweet me. Really good. Good thing there's an ocean between us right now.
Was she texting you? Tweaking by text?
No, not even text. No, 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 no. No, she's not. But she failed to show up for some things that were of great importance, including her daughter who had traveled here. And so I was very unhappy, and especially since she's pregnant. And she just left town without telling anybody and went out of the country. So needless to say, I wasn't really happy, but it definitely tweaked me big time. And so I did have my tweak this week, and actually two of them now. But, you know, business is one thing, but, you know, personal is the one that really kind of grinds you. Anyway, back to the energies, because they're just so damn fascinating to me right now. I hope I'm not the only one that's sitting here feeling this stuff going on in my head, but maybe I am. And it's so intense that, you know... I'm just like, what if you guys got a little, you know, tray that you follow me around with equipment and just, you know, well, let's try this thing in her head, see how this works.
But you know what? Years ago when I was waking up to channeling and all of that, I used to cry at nighttime, and I literally felt like I had little things being drilled into my head. I don't get it much anymore, periodically, but not much.
Oh.
So that's how I can recognize what you're doing, but it's
well, you know, they put this ad on, and they're trying to get that thing, you know, settled down. You know, for any of you who've never tuned in before tonight, you're going to think we're absolutely nuts, and that's probably true. This week, I would say I am nuts. Little thing from Karen Bishop. I just took a couple little things out of here. Karen Bishop's piece, which went out again with the announcement. Last spring's equinox, this, which was just a couple of weeks ago, moved energies around. It coughed up more density and darkness and let it fly around, as it now had nowhere left to go. And this way, edginess, shakiness, fear, uncertainty, jitteriness, and a spookiness could be felt. Again, great explanation. Old reality is really a huge illusion right now, so in this way, nothing much is grounded. Absolutely. And with the old now, having been dug up and lifted out of its prior home, chaos is present. There's massive changing of the guard going on now. This is important. It's massive indeed, and a very new energy will now hold the earth. This energy will be in charge of her now in all ways. This new energy will move into place, hold a space, and very much reside on and within Earth in all ways. With outstretched arms, this energy will be the new steward for the Earth and will now finally have a carte blanche in whatever it chooses to create. This new energy is us. And, you know, this is June is when things are supposed to settle in, and I'm praying because, you know, we've had these nice little benchmarks. But, you know, then we get bashed right behind him. So I'm hoping that this will calm down a little bit more. Swine flu. Got to bring this one up. Sent out a thing from Matthew on swine flu. And, yeah, I've had a lot of people ask me about the swine flu, ask the team more than me. And, you know, the team was, like, very blasé about the whole thing, and I'm thinking, wow, you know. They're like, don't worry. You know? So Matthew goes on to say, it's not enough to create a distraction for only the people of the United States simply because this is a country where much of the corruption and deception originated and where new investigations are running deep. No, it must be a global effort because individuals with dark intentions who live around the world are panicking as they see other government citizens joining the clamor for truth, for peace, for renewable energy sources, for improved health care and education, for just laws and rightful recognition of women's equality. All of these are an anathema to the dark individuals, as those conditions are the opposite of all dark goals. But just as the collapse of the global economy is exposing the truth about who's been manipulating it, so will this swine flu plan expose other evils perpetuated by the same dark ones within the Illuminati or under their control. Welcome this evidence of progress in bringing to light the truth and fast withering tendrils of dark energy around your planet.
Yay.
So I thought that was important, wanted to share that. You know, I saw this stuff coming over the news and just went, oh, please. I mean, I could feel it. It was just all so much manipulation. And people, please don't run out and get inoculated, whatever you do. But, you know.
Well, one of the things we're supposed to do to offset it is wash our hands.
Well.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Well, you know what I mean? It's like, wow, I guess that it's about being clean enough to not have harbor bacteria and virus, right?
Well, I mean, don't most people do that during the flu season anyway? Or don't they do it, period? I know I do.
I think that it's just like paying attention to the fact that there's a reason why we wash our hands with soap and water.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, I mean, you know, and again, the media gets a hold of this, and it's just, you know, the Mexico City thing, and it was interesting. I don't know who said it. I wish I did. About why Mexico City was closed down. It had to do with the, was it you, Veronica? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
It had to do with the air in Mexico City because it's just so, the air itself is so corrupted and so unclean and that, and heavy. There's so much stuff in the air already. And so there's really nowhere for it to go. So it's like a breeding ground there. And so it made perfect sense to me to, you know.
It's like living in a jet airliner.
Yes, exactly what it is. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In a cabin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wasn't it Biden that said today, don't fly?
I don't watch the news, so I have no idea. But if he did, okay. You know, one thing that Matthew said was that our present administration was not really involved in this dissemination, where in previous flu scares, there was involvement of the administration, not in this case. Mm. So, you know, if Biden got on, I can understand, you know, that if people are afraid, that probably would be a good advice. I don't happen to be afraid of it. So, not that I'm flying anywhere soon, but, well, at least not in a plane. Anyway, everyone, for all of you listening out there, you have my deepest sympathies, I've been getting emergency emails like, there's no tomorrow. You know, please send assistance for this, that, and the other thing. And I know a lot of you are having, you know, a tremendous number of symptoms. And, you know, got to the point where I was getting this stuff and going, yep, guy, I got that. You know, I'd print it off and put it on the emergency table. And I was like, okay, me too, guys. Don't forget me. Oh, really sad. If this goes all the way to the summer solstice, however, I really, you know, I'm hoping at least that we don't have anything like we had yesterday, because that energy was just, for those people who just went unconscious or had a hard time staying awake, I feel sorry for anybody who's out doing a 9-to-5 job right now, because I think that's the greatest challenge. When I have to get on the table twice a day, even in the morning before I start my first session, it's that intense. And you're so sensitive, Veronica, that...
Well, it's funny because I never could do any gardening. I've never done gardening, but I gardened all day yesterday.
Wonderful. What a great thing to be doing.
I kind of hid from the world in a way.
That's one of the healthiest things you can do, to ground out there. That's perfect.
I came in and yelled.
Yeah. Well, I found yesterday after every session, I went outside and stood in the grass barefooted.
I think we really need that.
And just trying to ground the energies out of my body and into the earth. Because it's just, very, 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 very tough. I'm just going to share.
I didn't find any plants being obstreperous either. My little 1-inch pea plants were not yelling at me. They were just adorable.
I'm sure. Well, they were probably quivering. You know. You're some lunatic. Don't say a word. Wonderful piece written by darling Laura, Laura Lee. It's called One Love. And then I'll go into channels. Stand by me, because there is no them, only us. Wipe the tears away, because the change is now. Do not be afraid. You are loved and never alone. Hold and anchor the Christ light, for you have done this before. Quiet your mind, so you can hear the voice of God. Open thy heart and sit with thy holy mother and father. Breathe deep and be still, for the kingdom of heaven is within. Remember who you are, the creation of the divine. Smile and shine your light upon the world. Love that. Absolutely love that. Anything else of dire importance that's come up this week that we need to discuss before I go into channel? Since they're already dancing on my head.
I think we'll let the team talk about evolution and how fast we can do it.
Well, if they quit tickling my brain, it would probably be easier. I'm telling you, I'm going to officially be the big giant head. I just know it.
Mr. Potato Head, right?
Really, I mean, it's going to be okay. Here comes Jackie trying to get the front door open wide enough to get her head through. Okay. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica. Good to be with you. Good to be with you. We've had to listen to the channel complain nonstop lately, so we're still laughing. At least he has a sense of humor. That's good. All right. So, the ascension process. Are you having fun yet? Well, we didn't think so. All right. Well, our first recommendation, try to maintain a sense of humor, please. It's going to be your saving grace, we promise you. find anything and everything that can make you laugh, even when you don't want to. Now, that doesn't mean you don't process what you're feeling. But don't let it hang too long, people. You know, be with it. Be with it. Be with it. Good advice by one of the people that wrote something. Feel the anger. All right. What many of you are feeling, and this is our main concern for all of you, is we're going to recommend that you do the very best that you can to stay out of fear. Now, we know that's difficult to do when things are feeling so strange, so uncomfortable. But fear is your enemy right now. So we want to remind you, try to stay out of fear. Think of yourselves as in a funhouse or someplace, some strange Disneyland ride or whatever. But there really is a light at the end of the tunnel, people, and it's a wonderful light. Now, you know, we've told you and told you and told you you're incredible heroes and you're here. You're here because everyone was counting on you and still is. Carry this all off, and you are. You're loved, you have tons of assistance. You know, we've said this before over and over and over again. We're not going to wax poetic about it tonight. But you're the front runner. We want you to be clear with this. Especially those of you who've been working with us, all right? Really working on this multiple lifetime healing with the soul lifting and healing of soul. Your symptoms are probably going to be more exaggerated, like yours, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also know that it feels very unfair for a lot of you to look around and go, wait a minute, those people out there are not suffering, and I'm feeling like, hell, it's not fair. It's just not.
What is that all about?
That's right. That's right. Well, you're the one. All right, think back to when you were in school. And the teacher would ask a question and you had the first hand up. Well, that's what you've done. You've had the first hand up on the planet. You said, all right, we'll be first. We'll step out there into the unknown. We've done this on other planets. We know we can do it. Now, not this way we haven't done it on other planets, but wow, a new adventure. How exciting. And we'll be able to talk about this forever, and we do mean forever. You were all very excited to be the first ones there to make the map. Now, what you're experiencing is not a punishment. It's not a punishment. Now, we know some of you may feel like it is, but it's not. These are very strange symptoms. You're moving at such a rapid rate. We want you to understand that in the bigger scheme of things, if you could pull back from our perspective and look at it, all right, and see the bigger picture. The rate of acceleration, through which you are moving now is so dramatic. Absolutely dramatic. Flying through these things, you see. Now, what would have taken hundreds and hundreds of years, hundreds and hundreds of years, you're doing in several. Now, that's pretty big. And it's amazing. But you wanted to do it. You were ready. Oh, I want to vote. Hand up. Yes, me. Pick me. I'm ready to go. Now the time will come, and we may remind you here and when you're through this. How terrible it seemed at the time and how excited you are on the other side of all of this. Say, look, I got here first. Wow. I did it. Kind of like Rocky, you know. Now, the channel very much wanted us to talk about a comment in one of the channelings about some of you coming here to slow down. Slow things down. It's an interesting concept. We want you to be a little careful with just how literally you may take it. But yes, for some of you, the opportunity to create within density and polarity was very exciting. A lot slower. Now, the way it was presented is not exactly accurate. Although some of you experienced a major damage at the soul level with some of the things that you did create, both in the cosmos and also in Atlantis. There's no question about it. And we would say that the majority of you that are listening tonight have had lifetimes in Atlantis without question. And carry with you the sorrow, the deep sorrow over the loss of Atlantis and over we'll use the word misuses of power. Because you have the ability to do anything, to create without limit. The challenge of that, the excitement of that, the limitlessness of that, took some of you in areas that were less than wonderful, especially in experimentation with crossbreeding, if you will, humans and animals. Created a lot of sadness, a lot of confusion. There were other things that were done in Atlantis. Ultimately, the demise of Atlantis. At a very deep level, you carry that. Hence, for many of you, the struggle that you have with fully taking the power. And that is a major issue for many of you. This fear of, if I really take my power, if I really become all that I can be, if I really embrace it, you all know that you have it. But there's this hesitancy, this dance that you do. Whether you understand it consciously or subconsciously. Will I hold the full levels of integrity? Will I be strong enough? Am I trustworthy enough? Do I trust myself enough? Not other people, but you. Now that's a very interesting arena, very interesting area for a lot of you. Now, Veronica, you've played with this in terms of power, haven't you? Not necessarily that you're afraid that you would misuse it, but there's still some trepidation about stepping fully into it, isn't it?
Oh, yes, quite a bit.
All right, where do you think it comes from?
I've had past life memories of being a little too powerful and then taking it in a direction that was out of alignment with myself.
Yes.
and it broke my heart. I remember having that, you know, experience of going into this past life, and I came to, and I was crying a lot for a long time afterwards. That's huge for me. I mean, it's probably been more than that, but that's probably the epitome of it.
Thank you for sharing that, because that's a perfect example, you see. That's a perfect example. Now, we could get into the integration of species and, you know, some of you having even rage coming up about certain species and things. We want you to know that, again, that this is a time of integration. Integration, integration, not separation. Some of the old wounds are going to surface. Some of the old stuff is going to come up. And you're going to find that you carry prejudices. You don't really have full memory of why they're there. Rather, a sensing that there's a reason to have it other than what you may have read. And goodness, there's enough stuff out there for you to all to read that, you know, we'll use the reptilians as a case in point. And, you know, enough people are afraid of the reptilians. But they are powerful beings. And there are many different groups of them. We want you to understand. You know, that's like being on your own planet and saying that all Hispanics are this way. Well, Hawaiians are that way. It's ridiculous. However, it is in there. Some of the fear stuff that comes up for some of you may go back, way back.
It's interesting that on the archetypal level, or the subconscious level, the snake or the reptile traditionally evokes a kind of fear anyway, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Very deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Very deeply. No question about it. Now, there is a lot of integration going on right now, and a lot of healing, and a lot of things that you're not aware of. Not fully. But this dance with your power is a very interesting one. And there is the fear. Now, for some of you who have felt, well, I was persecuted in other lifetimes, and therefore I'm afraid to take my power. Well, all right, and that's true. We aren't going to argue that. But we would say that the more powerful piece of that are the times that you were fully in your power. And did things, participated in things, in whatever capacity, that didn't turn out well.
Another thing as well is having a drive to be more harmonious or more able to live for the greater good and so on. Sometimes when people are really powerful, or even when I'm feeling powerful or whatever, there's a separating force there of other people feeling badly about themselves, and there's that comparative thing that's kind of scary as well, really daunting.
All right, now. So what you're saying is that if you take your power, other people are going to feel separated from you because you are in your power and they're not?
Yeah, so they're going to feel competed with or compared to or something.
All right, now, well, all right, we understand your premise. But remember, people, that you agreed to be the leaders here, to step out. Who's going to be the example then?
That's right.
All right? Yes. Who are going to be the ones that do step into that power and say, oh, follow me, this works, it's wonderful. This is why you're going through the clearings you're going through now. Digging up all of the crap. All of the shadow stuff, so that you can be more integrated, more authentic, to embody more of your higher self, so that you can wield this power, and we say wield, everybody, we can feel everybody crunch up as soon as we say it. Oh, that felt like power over. No, we didn't say that at all.
You have to be the Pied Power Piper.
There, oh, that's a good one, good one. How do you wield power? Humbly, anyway. With humor. Now that's interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
With humor. You see, once you're really fully in your power, you don't need to prove anything to anyone, do you? You recognize that you are. You don't need to seek after any longer. You just are. And the more self-realized you become, the less of a need you have to prove anything to anyone. But this is where the fear comes up. And it's triggering ancient fear, by the way. Ancient fear. You see, your concept of universe and planets is so small, so limited. Now, some of you have had experiences where you remember creating planets, creating universes. I remember I did this, you know, dreamed these. All right. Now, that's a lot for some of you to swallow. We don't tell you this to give it to your ego for crying out loud and have a hard time getting through the bedroom door tonight. But to begin to embrace the fact that you're all amazing creators. And yes, in many ways, you held yourself off. Now, this is a backward way of looking at things for many of you, but, well, wait a minute. You mean I'm stopping myself? In a way, yes. Slowing it down a little, easing it down a little bit. Again, the more uncomfortable, we want you to understand this, the more uncomfortable it is to step fully into empowerment and healing. And clearing all the crap, right? That's the accelerated journey. This is the one you wanted because you felt you were ready. And then you get on it, and it triggers all these feelings of loss and abandonment and all the human stuff that you've been dealing with here. And you're unable to differentiate between what's human shadow stuff and the true authentic part of you. Does that make sense, Ron?
Yes, it sure does, because it eclipses what we know.
That's exactly right. That's exactly, and so you bounce back and forth between big and small. Oh, I had this glorious moment. Pop. Right back down.
Rising.
Yes. Now, that's the process that you're in. And all these physical symptoms are all part of it. Now, we're not laughing at you, people. Please understand that. We love you far too much for that. We know that it's difficult. We've got teams out there helping everyone that we possibly can. We know it's not easy. We know that many of you sit around and question dramatically, where am I going? What am I going to be doing? What's my great work? Where do I belong? I don't feel like I belong here anymore. Where do I really belong? Who do I belong with? Some of you have friends falling away and things changing and work shifting and like being in a whirlwind. Having to give up control, at least the way you've run control in the past. stepping into a level of trust that you've never really worked with at the highest level before, which is the absolute trust, knowing that absolutely everything you need will be there exactly as you need it. Now, we've said this over and over and over again, but now this piece, this component, is imperative in order for you to be able to hold power. Because
the
if
absolute
you do it
trust,
any other way,
you mean?
Sorry?
The absolute trust, you mean, as a component?
Absolutely. Without that trust that you are creating in the moment, each and every moment is absolutely perfect. Everything you need is there exactly as you need it, and every situation you walk into is going to be perfect because you choose for it to be perfect, and on and on and on. It is that moment by moment by moment reality that you're now moving into with more understanding of why you have to do it that way, because it'll be too damned uncomfortable any other way. You can't use the old way of doing things. You can't override anymore. It doesn't work. We've talked to you already before about creating from the heart. And when you're doing this, when you're creating from the heart, from that absolute part of you, that love, yes, I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to have a wonderful day and everything I need, and people will smile, and, you know, I'll have the seat on the train or the subway and whatever I need. It's there. In fact, many of you are noticing that when you go places, people are looking at you. And because you're all so sweet and humble, you think, oh, maybe it's, you know, my slip showing, am I looking haggard? Many of you feeling haggard right now. No, not at all. It's your light. It's your light. You don't even realize, because you're going through so much discomfort right now, how much you're glowing. But other people will. You're in the most magnificent time right now, even though it feels terrible. Please don't. Now, we know we don't have a lot of time going, but we want to say this so we don't have to rush through the last few minutes here. We very much would like to work with all of you tonight to help you make a shift. Now, if you would call us in tonight, dear team, I would like to move past my resistance. My resistance to stepping into my power. To really embracing my power. Now some of you are going to say, my power here, my power there. Power. Power, power everywhere. It's a given. Just say power. Now, be diligent, everyone, with the negative ego. And this is the other piece, the other part. Having done your work with the negative ego. This is not about having power over others. That's why we said wielding power. There's a difference. The truth is, people, there's only one of you. Whatever you do is reflected back to you through everyone else. We know that that concept is just so difficult for all of you to really grasp and work with, and so many of you say, oh, yeah, right, that one, okay, put that over here. It's just too complex to really work with. Plus, it kind of takes the fun out of everything. You mean I'm kissing myself when I kiss my lover? Well, in a way, yes, but not literally, but in a way, yes, literally. But we don't want to go there and confuse you on that level, but in the bigger scheme of things, yes. Now, Veronica, you have a show coming up. Please tell them about your show.
Yeah, I'm excited. Next Tuesday at 4 o'clock on Radiance by Design, which is my call-in show, in preparation for Mother's Day and also in response to this, the subjects we've been talking about, I'd like to talk about the feminine and feminine rage and some of the planetary configurations and the shifting of the mother archetypal. I don't quite know where we're going to go with this, but I think it'll be quite fun and interesting and talking about the feminine inside of us, you know.
Wonderful.
And at 5 o'clock on Paradigm Shifters, I have a wonderful, wonderful person. I'm interviewing a fellow named Kelly Hart, who says he comes from the heart, and he does green buildings. I think that's his website, greenbuildings.com, but he's building all kinds of buildings and communities out of recycled materials and green homes and earth bags and, I don't know, earth ships, and he's very interesting.
Wonderful.
So I'm looking forward to that.
All right, Veronica, well, we want to send to each and every one of you, and if you'll just close your eyes for a moment, everyone, so that we can literally surround all of you in our love and our light. People, you're not alone. There are so many around, all of you. You have no idea, especially right now. We love you all. We love your courage. We appreciate what you're all going through. Try, if you can, in between your anger and all the other symptoms, to have a giggle, to laugh about it a little. The humor will help you, because humor, in essence, is the sign of an advanced soul on all levels, on all levels. We love you, dear Veronica. As always, and those at BBS Radio as well, we send to you our total, complete, unconditional love, everyone.
And to you.
Remember to call us in tonight. It is our joy to work with all of you, to help you to embrace the power. Namaste.
Namaste. Many blessings. Thank you. Thank you.
Are we on the air?
We're still on, as far as I can tell.